Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Public records request has now revealed that the Virginia governor regarding infanticide and his abortion position was simply using the Planned Parenthood talking points. We're going to talk about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam used Planned Parenthood abortion and infanticide talking points to run his press operations last July. You remember when Governor Northam did a public radio interview after he and the Democratic Virginia delegate Kathy Tran introduced a bill known as the so-called Repeal Act. And this bill, if passed, would have repealed restrictions on third trimester abortions all the way up to 40 weeks. This includes killing the child during or even after delivery. It removed hospital requirements on clinics and providers, laws that mandate informed consent, a combination of mandatory ultrasounds, literature that would give information to the mother, the 24-hour waiting period for abortions in Virginia, and additional doctor requirements for late-term abortions. Well, what we now know is that through public records, that where did he get his talking points? It was from Matt Planned Parenthood.
Of course.
That was giving him these talking points, literally running his press operations on how to promote and talk about this radical abortion procedure.
And you'll remember he famously and disgracefully on a radio show tried to actually come to the defense of post-birth murder of children, of infanticide. He said, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a decision would ensue between the physician and the mother. A decision for what? Whether the baby would live or die.
Yeah, this man is a doctor, sadly to say. But I think this really makes him a Planned Parenthood parrot.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, what we found here is a person in the Virginia Lieutenant Governor's office, and you remember the person in the Lieutenant Governor's office had all the controversy regarding the blackface.
Right.
Remember that? Mm-hmm. People were asking for him to resign. He refused to resign. So someone in his office, and he's just as radical on this abortion issue as the other governor, Northam, but someone in his office, believe it or not, used a PPAV.org or a Planned Parenthood Advocates of Virginia email account. This is a government official using a Planned Parenthood email account. Now, how would this person have a Planned Parenthood email account? Planned Parenthood was essentially implanted in the governor's highest level.
Mm-hmm.
And this person, Alexis Rogers, a former director for the Lieutenant Governor's office, was using this account. Rogers sent talking points from her Planned Parenthood email account titled, quote, top line messages for Northam, close quote, to various representatives of Planned Parenthood, who then forwarded them to the Virginia Secretary of Health and Human Services. And these talking points, Holly, they include some amazing situations where Planned Parenthood says, this is a talking point for you, Governor. There's no such thing as an abortion up to birth.
That's a lie.
Another one was making a decision about whether to continue a pregnancy is a complex and personal decision. Politicians have no place in this process. Mm-mm. That's another talking point. Another talking point, as a physician, now this is the talking point from Planned Parenthood telling this governor, this is what you ought to say. As a physician, I know how important it is to trust my patients and for my patients to trust me.
Define trust here?
To trust, well.
Trust that what? You're going to kill my child?
So you're going to, So you're going to trust a patient to kill a child? What about the child?
Right.
And then another talking point, these are complicated medical decisions that families deserve to make in private without political interference. No, this is not something that's complicated.
Yeah, so basically he's allowing Planned Parenthood to run his press operation here. They went to a gal named Michelle Woods of NARAL, Pro-Choice Virginia, to also provide talking points for him to use at his upcoming appearance with NARAL, Pro-Choice Virginia, Pro-Choice Virginia. And what they're basically wanting to do is push abortion in the legislation here.
Yeah, so he's going to go speak at a NARAL, Pro-Choice Virginia event.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so they send him talking points. This is what we want you to say at this event.
So we can push abortion in these bills.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so in a section of the talking points titled Tricky Q&A, Rogers advises, quote, if possible, answer on background, not for attribution. She adds that this is, you know, to the NARAL people. If a woman is in labor, she couldn't and wouldn't have an abortion. What?
Just what he's pushed.
They're inducing in labor.
Yeah. Right.
That's what they're doing. They're inducing labor. And that politicians and pro-life groups were characterizing safe legal abortion in a completely inaccurate and misleading way.
Yeah, just a total obfuscation and deception. All of these talking points are rooted in deception. The one that pops out to me, these are complicated medical decisions that families deserve to make in private without political interference. I'm reminded of John 3:19. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. They want to do these things in private. They want to keep these atrocities out of the public eye. The murder of preborn children and even children who have been born.
Yeah, and if you remember, I mean, he did this radio interview after he and another Democratic delegate tried to introduce this repeal act, which would absolutely repeal restrictions on third trimester abortions all the way up to 40 weeks. So that would include killing the child during or after delivery.
And this is exactly what New York did.
Right.
New York is the...
And they cheered.
Yeah, they cheered. You know what New York did is really almost no different than what Roe versus Wade and the Supreme Court abortion decisions have done. You know, it's shocking, but the Supreme Court 1973 and then reaffirmation of that 1992 in the Planned Parenthood versus Casey decision have allowed abortion all the way up through the time that the baby takes a breath outside of the womb, mm-hmm. through all 9 months. No matter how many years it's been, how many decades it's been, people, when you tell them that, still can't believe it. The difference with New York is it's the first time in history that a state legislature, has codified by a statute what Roe versus Wade did in this judicial activist decision all the way back in 1973. And not only did they codify killing the baby all the way up to the time that it breathes, but even after. And they also repealed other laws. In other laws, like in, say, civil, criminal, and estate, wills and estates, you have the humanity of the child recognized. So, for example, if you kill a child in the womb, in many states, you can be charged with a double homicide. Homicide for the mother, homicide for the baby. If you cause an injury, you could have a civil lawsuit and have to pay damages to the mother and to the child that you've injured in the womb. If there is some property distribution, a will, a trust, a estate, and the baby is in the womb, that baby has legal rights to the disposition of that property upon birth. And oftentimes, most states, many states, will allow the appointment of a guardian ad litem, an attorney, to represent the interest of the child while it's still in the womb. New York repealed all of that. Repealed all of that. And Virginia tried to follow in lockstep. Now, fortunately, the law in Virginia didn't pass. But who's behind all of this? Planned Parenthood, NARAL. Planned Parenthood is getting federal tax dollars. And fortunately, under the Trump administration, there's been a lot of effort by President Trump to stop funding Planned Parenthood. But we still haven't gotten the legislature to stop all the federal funding going to Planned Parenthood. Elections do make a difference, and elections matter. And we need people in Congress, both in the House and Senate, that ultimately will stand for life. Not a dollar, not a penny of our money should go to fund the killing of innocent children. Pray for America. Mm. because this is a dark history of our country. And yet, we've had dark histories, dark periods of our country in the past. But this is one of the darkest, if not the darkest, I think it's probably the darkest one, to kill so many innocent children. Pray that America as a nation repents and changes its ways, and that we come to a point where we protect the life of these innocent children. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Sign up for our emails. You can do that right there on the front page of the website. Hit the subscribe button, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.